This is Sarah Novich. I'm going to read the beginning of Girl at War, my novel. The war in Zagreb began over a pack of cigarettes. There had been tensions beforehand, rumors of disturbances in other towns whispered above my head, but no explosions, nothing outright. Caught between the mountains, Zagreb sweltered in the summer, and most people abandoned the city for the coast during the hottest months. For as long as I could remember, my family had vacationed with my godparents in a fishing village down south. But the Serbs had blocked the roads to the sea, at least that's what everyone was saying. So for the first time in my life, we spent the summer inland. Everything in the city was clammy, doorknobs and train handrails slick with other people's sweat, the air heavy with the smell of yesterday's lunch. We took cold showers and walked around the flat in our underwear. Under the run of cool water, I imagined my skin sizzling, steam rising from it. At night, we lay atop our sheets, awaiting fitful sleep. I turned 10 in the last week of August, a celebration marked by a soggy cake and eclipsed by heat and disquiet. My parents invited their best friends, my godparents, Petar and Marina, over for dinner that weekend. The house where we usually stayed the summers belonged to Petar's grandfather. My mother's break from teaching allowed us 3 months of vacation, my father taking a train, meeting us later, and the five of us would live there together on the cliffs along the Adriatic. Now that we were landlocked, the weekend dinners had become an anxious charade of normalcy. Before Petar and Marina arrived, I argued with my mother about putting on clothes. You're not an animal, Anna. You'll wear shorts to dinner, or you'll get nothing. In Tiska, I only wear my swimsuit bottoms anyway, I said, but my mother gave me a look, and I got dressed. That night, the adults were engaging in their regular debate about exactly how long they'd known each other. They'd been friends since before they were my age, they liked to say, no matter how old I was. And after the